Well, get ready for a different kind of summer blockbuster season. This May, Hollywood's shaking things up, and we're diving into action with something fresh. Instead of the usual Marvel superhero extravaganza kicking off the summer, we have Universal's new action comedy, The Fall Guy, taking the spotlight. This film's bringing together two Oscar-nominated stars from last year's hit, Barbenheimer, Ryan Gosling, and Emily Blunt. Let's talk about this and other summer blockbusters on the way with Adam Graham, film critic for the Detroit News. Adam, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. Talk to us about The Fall Guy.
Fall Guy hits theaters today. You know, the movies don't open on Fridays anymore. They open on midday Thursdays. Stars Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. It's the kind of like a remake, kind of like an excuse to play with the property from the old 1980s TV series with Lee Majors. And Gosling plays just the coolest dude, who's a stunt guy in Hollywood who is he injures himself, so he gets taken out of the game. Before the injury, he's got this relationship with Emily Blunt. After the injury, he's trying to get back with her because he kind of iced her out of his life. It's built on and kind of powered by the pure movie star charisma of Ryan Gosling. And Ryan Gosling, thankfully, has that just in oodles. So it's about watching him being cool for the most part and being a stunt dude in Hollywood. And so he's kind of like doing a bunch of rugged action stunts. He's jumping off buildings. He's flipping cars, and he's just looking rugged and cool. Gosling is by far the best part of the movie, and it's kind of like it's summer movie going season, which is a time when we kind of just, you know, like explosions more than we do usually, and just kind of turn our brains slightly off and enjoy the ride. It's a good enjoy the ride kind of movie.
Any without spoiling, any Easter eggs in there from our 80s-tastic past?
If I were to even say one way or the other, that might be a spoiler one way or the other. Mm-hmm. So let's just say hang on till the closing credits.
Hannah Waddingham from Ted Lasso's in it. I love her.
Yeah, she plays a kind of barking mad movie producer who is kind of the engine behind the nefariousness of the plot. And she's kind of so outsized that she's almost playing it like a cartoon. But she's big and she chews a lot of scenery. And yeah, like Ted Lasso was a huge boon for her in her career.
The other thing that's coming up has a bit of a Motown flavor. We've got Axel Foley returning for the, what, fourth time?
Mm-hmm.
This is the fourth time, but it's the first time in 30 years. From 84 to 94, they pumped out three Beverly Hills Cop movies. And then, you know, we're in a time period now where we're resurrecting a lot of those properties that were just around in the 80s and 90s. And I think that as studios look for things that people have fond remembrances of, they're going back to that well. So yeah, we've taken 30 years off for Beverly Hills Cop, but now we're back. And last weekend, before the draft, there was a fun trailer for the movie that Netflix put out that had Jared Goff playing with kind of the Axel Foley as mentor, having made the California to Detroit and back trip a few times. So that was a good – I don't know if anybody outside of our area codes particularly cared about that trailer, but that was a big hit here. We all got
Major.
It, and we loved it.
Adam, also, speaking of Netflix, you have a movie that's coming out, I believe, tomorrow, Unfrosted, the Pop-Tarts story. That looks funny.
Yeah. That looks hilarious.
And, you know, good local content because Battle Creek is the playground here where Jerry Seinfeld plays with the lore of the invention of the Pop-Tart versus Post coming out with the Country Squares, and he kind of turns it into a space race between the two. This is a movie that has just a – like Seinfeld's a child of the 60s, and this is kind of like his fever dream of kind of like – boomer nostalgia jokes. And it's really one joke after another, after another, after another, after another, after another, after another. It's 85 minutes of kind of pure mayhem grifted exclusively from his childhood. It's got a lot of humor. It's got a ton of comedians. Every time you turn around, there's another cameo happening. It's an event in that space.
Will we have a busy summer of movies coming out and sort of the blockbusters?
Yeah, they're lined up one after the other, like trucks. Every week there's a new, every week pretty much between now and Labor Day, there's a big new property that demands attention. There's a bunch of sequels. We have like Bad Boys 4 is coming in the pipeline. We have Despicable Me 4. We have Inside Out 2. There's a Mad Max movie opening later this month on my birthday.
Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is next Friday. There's Twisters.
Oh, yeah.
Added S. And now you got a sequel. That's the sequel to the 1996.
Oh, I love that movie.
Bill Paxton tornado chasing movie, Twister. The thing that I'm kind of a Quiet Place Day One, which kind of turns back the clock to let us know what was happening in the original A Quiet Place. I'm really excited for a non-sequel, but it already has a sequel. Kevin Costner is doing a two-part Western epic this summer called Horizon in America.
Yes.
Kind of like Yellowstone.
Yeah, exactly. I think he cashed in his chips from Yellowstone to get this movie made, and I think it's part of the reason why Yellowstone is kind of still hanging in the balance. Part one comes out at the end of June. Part two comes out in the middle of August. This is a major, major gamble. The movie, I think, has maybe 180 to 200 speaking parts. It's just supposed to be sprawling and huge, and Costner is really rolling the dice on this thing, making like two movies and putting them out within like 6 weeks of each other, when there's no guarantee that anybody's going to show up for either of them. I love it. I love the moxie, and Costner has always kind of existed in this Western world, mm-hmm. In this world where Westerns are still like the thing. And I love that his visions, I can't wait to see these movies on the big screen, and, you know, let's ride with Costner into the sunset.
Oh, I call it the dysfunctional duo when you talk about Deadpool and Wolverine as well.
Yeah. that's the only superhero movie, that's the only Marvel movie this summer.
Yeah, but it plays against type, right? That's what makes it so great.
I think what he's going to do, I think they're going to just roast the Marvel universe. I think, like, Deadpool is the guy to do that. To kind of, you know, nothing is sacred. He makes fun of everything. And bringing back Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds had this kind of longstanding friendship. And I think that movie might end up being, when all the receipts are counted, it might end up being the biggest movie of the summer. That comes out at the end of July. And people are really excited for that one. But yeah, it's a different kind of summer without a Marvel thing kicking. And because Marvel has kind of hit sort of a wall in the last year, they kind of really pumped the brakes this year. That is the standalone thing. Usually they're doing like two things or four things over the course of the year. This is the only Marvel movie mm-hmm. of the year, and I think it's a good one to kind of to clear the plates.
All right. Adam Graham, film critic for the Detroit News. Always appreciate your time, sir.
Thanks a lot. It's exciting out here.
All right. A lot of things going on at Columbia University, a lot of protests, a lot of adversity there. We're going to talk to a professor of business at Columbia coming up next on JR Morning.